Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, Superfly.
He is a Superfly from Gilroy, California, folks. The garlic capital of the world. I'm talking about the ghost, Robert, the ghost girl. Robert, good morning, sir.
How's it going, Pedro?
Pretty good, man. You're pumped up in Vegas. These Showtime cameras are following you everywhere. Do they follow you into the toilet, too, or what?
They're trying, man.
Are they
trying? I got my guys here throwing, running their defense and blocking them.
Are they really intrusive, or what?
No, they're not too bad. You know, they just trying to get the best shots. But you know what? You got to take it upon yourself to just focus and do what you got to do and not worry about the cameras being there.
Okay, we're like 7 weeks out. Who's ever talking behind you, tell him I can hear him. Anyway, we're like 7 weeks out now from this fight with Floyd Mayweather, May the 4th. Where are you at in training? I mean, do you feel you're where you should be? Are you ahead of schedule? Were you peaked too early? I mean, are you worried about these things for this fight or what?
No, not at all. I'm right on. I'm where I need to be. I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling real good. You know, camp's going great. We this is our first week here, so you know, I'm already pretty decent shape. So I'm just breaking in right now in here in the elevation. So other than that, you know, I think for a fight night we're going to be peaking right on.
You know, you are going to be at the center of the boxing universe. This is the first time you're ever going to be the center. Yeah, you've been world champion before, but this will the eyes of the entire world will be on that ring May the 4th. In Las Vegas, bout against Floyd Mayweather. Is that alone? Is that motivating or is that pressure? Which one is it? Is it pressure that motivates you or is it just, talk to me about that.
Oh, it's motivating. I mean, there's no pressure at all. I think the pressure is on Floyd Mayweather signing that big contract with Showtime and, you know, all the obligations he has to fulfill. Hey, I'm the guy that's coming to underdog, coming to do what I got to do. I mean, you know me since I was a kid, Pedro, since I was knee high. So, man, I mean, you know what we're about, especially, you know, growing up with guys like Nonito Donaire, Andre Ward. You know, we've been through a lot, coming out of the Bay Area, you know, having to work extra to just, you know, to be a blimp on the radar. So, you know, this is the opportunity that we're all looking for, and it's time to come and take advantage of it.
Robert, the Ghost Guerrero is our guest, folks. He May 4th, of course, big pay-per-view, Showtime pay-per-view emanating from the MGM Grand. 31-1-1, taking on 43-0 Floyd Mayweather. This pay-per-view thing with Showtime that Floyd signed, this is a six-fight deal. You're supposed to get all these fights done in a couple of years. It sort of makes you think like you don't matter or something. He's got you in the rearview mirror already.
Oh, yeah, you know, a lot of these guys, they count their chickens before they hatch. So, you know, we're gonna make that a one fight deal for him. That's our goal, is to go out there and beat this guy.
You tune to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Robert the Ghost Guerrero is our guest now. Robert, your wife really was ill at one point in time. Now, somebody asked me yesterday in Starbucks, and I hope the guy's listening, because I was in Starbucks on Grand Avenue in South San Francisco yesterday, and the guy walks up to me and says, I heard Robert the Ghost Guerrero is going to be on your show this week. I said, yeah, he is. He goes, ask him, does he think he's a real-life Rocky?
You know what? I think my story is beyond Rocky, man. It's like stuff, I mean, you don't even hear of.
Okay, well, I know that. I know there's things that people don't hear, but that's, you know, I mean, the hell that you went through with, you know, her being, having leukemia and the bone marrow transplants and no medical insurance and having issues with that. I mean, Robert, how did you survive that alone and not pull all your hair out and not jump off a bridge?
Man, just praying to God, putting God first. You know, that's the only way you could get through things is putting God first and, you know, having faith in him and, you know, get you through the day. You know, look at now, you know, look where I'm at. I mean, you know, you got to look at the bright side of everything. And, you know what, God bless my wife to be healthy now. And, you know, by having that faith, look at the position that he's put me in.
Okay. Tell me about this suite you got at the MGM Grand.
No, I'm actually staying in a house out here in Las Vegas.
Okay, that's what I wanted to hear. What are your confines like? You got like a little mansion or something or what?
Yeah, they got this ridiculous place where, I mean, it's huge. But you know what? It's what they got for training. And, you know, I ain't going to complain. I'm just going to go out here, come out here and do what I got to do and get busy.
Like Andre Ward told me one time, it beats pushing a car around the parking lot.
Yeah, exactly.
Robert Guerrero, folks, the main eventer, 31-1-1. The kid from Gilroy, California. I've watched him from the crib. Of course, his amateur career was storied. Now as a professional, he's won titles of 126, 130, 135, skipped 140, went to 147, did a move that only two guys have done previously in boxing history, being Roberto Duran and Sugar Shane Mosley, moving from 135 to 147. And I got to tell you, I was a little worried about you stepping up that far in weight that quick, but man, you showed the upper body strength of a brute against Berto. I mean, and Berto was supposed to be the stronger guy.
Yeah, you know, it's like I said, Pedro, I mean, you've seen me throughout the amateurs as a kid coming up. You know, guys like myself, Andre Ward, Nonito Donaire, we're doing things that are unheard of in boxing, just stepping out and standing out from the crowd. So, you know, it's what we've done our whole career, and, you know, it's the type of things that we like to do. So, you know, I'm out here working hard and, you know, making sure that I filled into to 147 pounds the right way.
Safe to say that Donaire has the best left hook in boxing?
Oh, definitely. I mean, he has a crazy left hook.
Yee.
He's had that left hook since the amateurs.
Yee. I mean, Fernando Montiel, good Lord, he's still snoring. You know, I mean, he's still asleep. All right.
I think he put a dent in the side of his head.
Yeah, I think he did. Now, let's talk about this. Nonito Donaire, Newark, California. Robert the Ghost Guerrero, Gilroy, California. Oakland, California. Actually, he doesn't live in Oakland anymore, but Andre Ward was originally born in San Francisco. I mean, wow, three world champions. Is it in the water? Was it the amateur program of 10, 15 years ago? What do you think is the key to the story success of all three guys from one area?
Man, I think it's just being big believers in Christ. You know, Andre Ward, myself, Donaire, you know, we put God first, and we've been on amateur teams together, and you know, like it says in the Bible, iron sharpens iron, and, you know, that's what we do, is we sharpen each other, and I mean, look how far we got. The competitive nature of us came out, and you know, we took it to that next level.
Wow, I'm looking at this. April 22nd, 2001, you took on Alejandro Cruz at Fantasy Springs. That was in Indio, California, back when there were fights down there all the time in the desert, and won a four-round decision. Now you're like 12 years later, man. You're like on the verge of becoming the man. Because let's be honest. If you beat Mayweather, you are the man, correct?
Yeah, you know, it's man, it's a blessing. I mean, no, you know how hard I've worked, Pedro, coming up.
But I know, but that alone, but being the man. See, a lot of guys have won world championships and they've, you know, they've done things that are exemplary, no question about that, as fighters both in and outside of the ring. But few guys are called the man. Ray Leonard was the man. Muhammad Ali was the man. Marvin Hagler was the man. Tommy Hearns, Roberto Duran, when these guys were at their peaks, they were the man. Right now, Mayweather is supposed to be the man. So if you beat him, you've got the world is, you'll be on a throne. The world is at your feet.
Oh, definitely. Then I'm the man.
Okay. So what does Floyd Mayweather bring to the dance May the 4th? What does he do best? Let's talk about his pluses. He's fast. Is he stronger than he looks? He looks like a skinny kid.
You know what? It's hard to say. I mean, you know, I never felt his strength, so, you know, I'll judge that when I get in the ring with him. But, you know, he's fast. He's got quick legs. You know, his defensive skills are amazing, and, you know, he brings the whole package.
Okay, so the idea, then, are you going to just, like, you going to turn this into a dog fight? I mean, because I wouldn't want to stand there and box with him. I just wouldn't. I wouldn't press off. I think I'd try to do the old Andre Berto move to get inside and just beat him down.
Man, you know what, Pedro? We got a tremendous game plan for him.
I know. You're not giving it up. See, that? I was trying to get him to give it up there, folks. They ain't giving it up. I don't blame you.
Hey, Pedro.
What?
Put it this way. I promise you I'll give it up on fight night.
All right. Well, that's all that matters. May the 4th, of course. Showtime Championship Boxing, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 31-1-1. Robert the Ghost Guerrero challenging Floyd Mayweather. Actually, Floyd's coming down from other weights, and there was a lot of headache. What happened? What was going on during the negotiations for this fight? Was Floyd being a turd? And what was going on back and forth? I mean, they said the fight was going to happen. There was like 4 or 5 weeks and everything was up in the air. What's going on? He was saying that Devon Alexander was going to take your place. I mean, was he just posturing or what?
Oh, yeah, just posturing. It was pretty much just trying to divert everybody, you know, a different direction so he can make his big announcements. You know, that's where his ego starts coming into play. And, you know, he wants to be the one to announce who he's going to fight and everything. So, you know, that's what that was all about. So, you know, just let him do what he wants to do. And, you know, as long as he signed the fight to get in the ring with me, that's all that matters to me.
Okay, you've got a height and reach advantage over him as well. That's actually, what, are you about an inch and a half bigger than him?
Yeah, I'm about an inch and a half. I think I got like another, like, probably like two and a half inches of reach on him.
Okay.
You know, we got to use all those attributes.
Okay. How can I put this? I look at boxers like they're ships, and some boxers have got leaks. Like Manny Pacquiao, you saw the leaks coming out before he lost to Juan Manuel Marquez. You saw a few leaks there. Against Cotto, Mayweather in his last fight, he looked like he was willing to mix it up a little bit more than he has been in the past. Now, if he mixes it up with you and you're mugging him, that's going to work to your advantage, don't you think?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. You know, definitely I got I got the skill set to, you know, whatever he does to, you know, change direction on him. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm able to adapt. I'm able to do different things in the ring. So, you know, it's, you know, there's so many advantages that I bring to the ring. You know, it's perfect. I mean,
all right.
Styles make fights. That's what it is, man.
Styles and guts. Now, talk to me about this. Let's do the bone marrow thing. Bone marrow dot what? What's the story on that?
Oh, yeah. Now I'm the, you know, spokesperson for BeTheMatch.org.
Yeah.
Or the National Bone Marrow Registry. So, you know, I've been trying to get that out there as much as I can also, too. You know, now that I got all this media coverage, I got, you know, we're under the microscope. So, you know, use it as a good thing. And, you know, I always say, you know, you can be the match for somebody. You know, there's thousands of patients out there. Looking for a bone marrow donor. That person could be you. So, you know, I urge you to go to BeTheMatch.org and, you know, find out how to get on that registry because you could save somebody's life.
Now, that's everybody listening in the Armed Forces Network, the American Forces Network around the world, on the Internet, coast to coast, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. BeTheMatch.org, right, Robert?
BeTheMatch.org.
Well, you be the match. You be the man. May the 4th. I'll talk to you soon before the fight.
All right. Hey, thank you, Pedro. You have a great day.
All the best. The great Robert the Ghost Guerrero, folks. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Little Joss Stone here with Larry Braggs taking us a break doing an old Marvin Gaye tune.